Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on anything and everything related to building and growing cleaning companies. If that's you, if you are committed to growing your cleaning company, check out growmycleaningcompany.com. You will find everything you need to create the cleaning company you have always dreamed of. If you want to be a guest on the show, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com. Or if you're driving or at the gym and can't do that right now, just give us a call, 480-648-5149, and you can apply to be on the show. We are excited to talk with you. Today, we are chatting with Susie Duncan from Two Ladies in a Bucket. Two Ladies in a Bucket serves a St. Louis metropolitan area with residential cleaning. If you want to reach out to Susie and her team, you can get a hold of them at www.2andabucket.com. Susie, welcome to Cleaning Nation.
Welcome. Thank you. Hi, Mike.
Hi. So glad to have you on, sister. You told me before we started that you're an avid listener, so you know that I'm going to dive in and say, let's get an opportunity for Cleaning Nation to get to know you. Tell us a little bit about you and how you got into the cleaning business and what you do in your spare time and all sorts of fun stuff.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, to start off, I am a mother of two young adults. I've been in the cleaning business for 12 years, and but I need to correct that. I'm not in the cleaning business. I'm in the business of getting clients for my business.
Sorry, you got me excited. I had to jump in.
Before I got into the cleaning business, I was a paralegal, had dabbled in some other businesses that weren't really bringing in income, and I found myself out of a job and I needed to do something, and I started cleaning on my own. And within like 6 months, we were growing rapidly. And I had two teams running within 6 months.
Love it. That is absolutely exciting. So how many employees are you running now?
We have 12 now.
Perfect. Fantastic. And all residential in St. Louis, correct?
Yes, we do small businesses and some post-construction.
Okay, cool. And then so when you are not cleaning, what would we find you doing aside from chasing your two young adults? Very politically
not cleaning,
correct, by the way. Go ahead.
Not cleaning, probably hanging out with friends, family, cooking. I enjoy cooking and reading and just hanging out with family and friends and going for long walks and that kind of stuff.
All right. Well, since we're all family and friends here in Cleaning Nation, any of you guys in St. Louis, just call Susie and say, "Hey, I need a home cooked meal." And what I heard is she's going to hook you up. Is that did I miss something?
Yep, you sure did.
Oh, you were too kind, sister. All right. Well, let's since you've been kind enough to put up with my nonsense, let's jump in and see if we can't help you with your business. What one thing would you like some help with today?
And today I'd like some help with, how do I get that phone to ring? I made some changes in my marketing plan to where I stopped printing a newsprint, a little ads that I was doing here in St. Louis, and concentrating more on social media. And I do see a flux and a turn. Two things I'm doing. I'm trying to encourage our clients to post reviews on Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and some other sites, but those are kind of like the three big ones for us. I'm trying to improve our look on the social media, posting on Facebook, and I'm seeing a little bit, but not like I wanted. You know, I'm kind of like, I'm getting nervous. Do I go back to newsprint? You know, it was paying for itself. I just want to get that phone to ring.
All right. Well, first of all, I love that you brought that up. Second of all, now you got me going. I'm fired up because this is something I love talking about. All right. First of all, you mentioned wanting to get reviews. If you haven't, not just you, Susie, but Cleaning Nation as well. If you haven't listened to the episode where I had, I forget the guy's name from So Tell Us, that's awesome. We dive deep.
I haven't listened to it yet.
Have you listened to that one or no?
No, I haven't, but I will.
Okay, yeah, I forget the guy's name. He was so cool, and he's going to kill me. But So Tell Us is the name of the company, and we dive deep into reviews and how to control them, and you know Yelp and the good and the bad. It's a solid, and it's a longer form than our regular deal. So if you haven't done that, and reviews are your thing, and they should be, check that thing out. Okay, so that's on the review side. Second, I get so many people, customers and podcast guests, and so many owners of cleaning companies that just have this. I feel like our society or all the computer nerds out there putting a tremendous amount of pressure on us as business owners, especially in our industry of owning cleaning companies. You got to be on social media. You got to be live streaming. You got to be tweeting. You got to be on Facebook. You got to be on LinkedIn. If you're not on Twitter, forget about it. You got to be digging. And there's just like 100 outlets. And as soon as one kind of goes down, another one comes up and there's Periscope and there's Facebook Live and there's Facebook ads and Google ads. And it's insane. And we get caught up in this, we've got to be everywhere all the time, right? And what happens is we suck at all of them, right? Because we don't do a good job, or we throw a bunch of money at an agency and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but we constantly walk around with a sense of guilt of, oh my God, I should be tweeting right now. I should be, you know, I'm eating lunch and I haven't taken a picture of it and shared it with the world. You know, I'm a terrible human being. So first and foremost, let me set you, Cleaning Nation, and you, Susie, a little free of, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that.
We don't have to do that?
You don't have to do that. So please don't hear me wrong. I'm not saying Twitter has no value, Facebook has no value, LinkedIn has no value. Pick your social, you know, Snapchat's the new big thing with the kid. I'm not saying they don't have any value. I am saying you can build a multi-million dollar cleaning business without any social media at all.
Wow.
Okay.
How do you do that?
Well, let's talk. So again, I'm not saying social media is not good. You can build, I don't know if I'm willing to say that. You might be able to build a multi-million dollar business just using social media and cleaning, right? In other businesses, for sure. In cleaning, maybe. I don't know that I've seen anyone do that, but it's possible. So let me tell you foundationally what we're going to do. And then if we've got time, we'll dive into a little bit of the nitty gritty of how to do it. First and foremost, we got to stop listening to the salespeople, the internet, just the universe out there telling us how to run our business, right? If you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. You got the SEO guys going, oh, you got to be on SEO. You got to own Google. If you're not on the front page of Google, forget it. You might as well just kill yourself. Insane things that are not true. Now, does that mean if you are on the front page of Google, you're going to get some clicks to your website and that can translate to business and sales? Absolutely. I'm not saying that's not a good thing. But that's not how they present it. They present it as, if you're not on the front of Google, you're not even in business. You might as well just quit. If you don't have, you know, if you're not tweeting 74 times a day and you don't have 10,000 followers, you're a terrible human being. That's not true. So where we need to start is always with our goals. What is it we're looking to do, right? So many people as business owners are just enslaved by that. And I think you kind of touched on it, Susie, with, I want to be in charge of my business, not have my business in charge of me. The first red flag that your business is in charge of you is when you've got that, I got to go. Like, I just got to get bigger. So when I coach people, the first thing I do, the first time I ever sit down with anybody, there's a lot of, where do you want to be? And they'll just be like, bigger, bigger, better, better, better. And then I go, why do you want to be there? Well, I just, more money, I'll be happy. So first and foremost, you've got to be really clear on where exactly you want to be. Not generally, like, bigger, bigger, I'm going to be bigger. That's no good. Exactly where you want to be. And then it gets even harder when we drill down to, why is that important? Well, I'll make more money. Well, how much more money? Some people think, well, I'm doing $300,000 in revenue now. If I got to $1 million, then I'd be rich. Problem is, I coach the $1 million guys that are like, somehow I'm making less money for myself at $1 million than I was at $300,000. What's wrong? So first and foremost, you got to understand where you're trying to go. If you don't have that, nothing matters. Doesn't matter if you do Twitter. It doesn't matter. None of that crap matters because you don't know where you're going. So first and foremost, have that. We're going to assume you've got that, Susie. I'm not going to put you on the spot and have you share your goals with everybody in the limited time, but let's assume you know where you're going. The next piece is you've got to pick your battles. You've got to find out the best medium for you to hit your goals. That's Susie in St. Louis, serving residential cleaning companies. Ideally, you've got a niche, which is rich single lawyer men or families with kids at home or old retired couples or whatever your niche is. You've got a niche. That's who you're serving. And then you do the math of, well, for me to hit my goal in terms of revenue and profit, this is how many customers I need. So see how different that is from, I got to get more. What if you get you 10 more? Then I need 20. What if I get 20? Then I need 50. You got to get off of that and be like, how many customers do I need to hit my goal? And why is that goal important? So now instead of in that space of, I got to have more, just more, which now, because the answer to more is, well, then, yeah, you got to spend all the money on everything. You got to be everywhere all the time. And you'll never have enough time or money to do the things that you need to do to get, quote unquote, more, because it'll always be more. But when you say, I need to pick up 10 new customers a month and I'm going to lose 2 a month, so I need to pick up 12 to get a net gain of 10, that's a little different. Now, instead of having to be everywhere, you just have to say, well, what's the easiest way to get me those 10 new customers? And maybe it's social media, maybe it's Google Online, maybe it's print advertising, maybe it's door-to-door, maybe it's telemarketing. There's a lot of options for you, but those options get narrowed down. You've got a really specific goal of, I want exactly this, not just more customers, but 12 a month, not just any 12, but, you know, households that have a home value of $250,000 to $500,000 in this zip code with a married family with 2 or more kids in the house and a pet, that kind of specificity. And you're saying, I just need to get 12 of those every month. And you're real specific now. And I know you're like, Mike, you're ranting and going insane. You haven't talked one thing about the thing I asked you about marketing. The reason is, I know, trust me, I do that, but I promise it's all going to come together. You're going to, oh my gosh, this is why I'm paying attention. So once we know what we want and our best client to get us there, right? Because instead of just going, I'll take anybody, right? I don't care if they're rich or poor, big house, little house, if they're cranky customers, nice customers, old, young, with kids, I don't care. If they've got a dollar, I'll take it. No, that's bad marketing. Doesn't matter. You could tweet all you want. If you don't know who your customer is and how many you need, it's not going to help you. But once you're super clear on who that person is, and let's just pretend it's a married couple, the mom stays at home, there's 2 or more kids and a pet. You're probably going to know, well, in St. Louis, the mom makes a decision, not the dad, or the dad, or not the mom, whatever. Let's say it's the mom in this case. Well, guess what? The mom hangs out in very, very different places than the dad does. If you want to get a hold of, let's say it's rich single lawyer who's got a nice bachelor pad and doesn't want to do anything, you're going to want to get a hold of him on LinkedIn, or you're going to want to get a hold of him perhaps through telemarketing or direct mail. But the messaging and the method are going to be very different than the mom who stays home with 2 kids. You're going to want to get a hold of her through mom's group, maybe on Facebook, probably on Pinterest. But you can't just do this, I'm going to be everywhere for all people with a bland message that we clean crap. It's so uncompelling. But when you can move into that, again, let's just use that single attorney who's got a bachelor pad that's really fancy and doesn't want to deal with it. When you can move into the space where he is, he's not on Pinterest, I promise you, but you find out where he is. Is he watching television or listening to radio, or does he go to events, or would you do a lunch and learn at his office with all the rest of his attorneys? All of a sudden you start, no, okay, I don't need to be everywhere. I just need to be where this guy is. And more importantly, I need to have a message that he's interested in. The message of, hey, we do green and it's going to keep your family healthier, not appealing to this guy. A message of, give us a bunch of money, we're going to make you look important and feel important because you are important and your time is valuable and you shouldn't be dealing with the sort of nonsense, very compelling to him. So instead of doing that crazy thing where the guy comes in, SEO, and again, he's a hammer, so everything looks like a nail. I sell search engine optimization services, so guess what? You need search engine optimization services. They don't take the time to go, what are your goals? Where are you going? Why is that important? Who is your customer? What's important to them? What kind of a message will be compelling? You have to have these things before any medium is going to work. So I would rather have you be off of all social media and onto the one place where your perfect customer is going to be with a perfect message than on everywhere with all social media with a boring message, because you can't be specific because you don't know who you're talking to. A message of, you give me money, we will clean things. To whom? To humans out there. That's you're never going to succeed with that. You don't have the time, money, or budget. And again, the people that are selling you crap aren't interested. They just want your money. So they're not going to take the time to go through and go, is social right for you? And if so, which channel? And if so, which message? And what frequency? And what budget? So, sorry, I told you you're going to get me on a rant, and God bless you, we ranted, sister. So I've got a lot. Any questions you have on that massive stream of fire hydrant, drinking out of a fire hydrant I just gave you of words?
So how would, so let's say it's a young, the person that we're marketing to, our customer, is married, has a couple of kids and a pet. And I'm not on social media. Do I do it? How do you get word to them? Flyers, direct mailing?
You go to them and say, hey, how did you find your last maid service? How did you find us? Who do you have that would be, who do you know that is also has 2.5 kids, 1.5 pets, lives in a $500,000 house and is married with the mom that stays at home and makes a decision on the cleaning service? You probably don't have any friends like that, do you? Yes, I do. Great. You think it'd be okay if I called them and just asked them how they make their cleaning decisions? Ask 100 of them over the next month, and guess what? You'll get a fantastic picture of not just where they go, but more importantly, what's important to them and what you can say. So I could tell you, I could be one of those guys, and again, the good thing is I sell no media, right? So I'm not trying to pitch you on building a website or SEO, and I do all those things, so I'm not knocking them, but I don't have a horse in the fight. I'm not trying to talk you out of dollars. So the right answer is don't ask your social media guy where your client hangs out or what you should say to them. Ask your client where they hang out and what you should say to them. So I could tell you what to say, but guess what? I'm not a single mom that stays home that lives in St. Louis with a $500,000 house. So I'm not the right guy to ask, but I'm smart enough to go ask the lady that is your customer. So ask 100 of them. And just say, what's your pain? What keeps you up at night? What are you passionate about? And if it's, you know, because here you want to transform as soon as possible. I'm going to give a shout out to one of my clients, Jolene Vossen. Not only one of my clients, but one of my favorite human beings. Love that girl. We talked early on that she wanted to deal with housewives, or her client, not that she wanted to deal with, but the people that were buying from were housewives. And what was important to them was time with their family. So I said, listen, all your competition is going to be selling you or selling them. You give me $10 an hour, or $20 an hour, or $50 an hour, whatever the case may be, and I'll stick my hand in your toilet and clean it for an hour. That's a low-value transaction. I encourage her to say, why don't you sell them saving time and giving them time with their family? That's a high-value transaction. So guess what? I couldn't have told Jolene where her clients hung out or what was important to them, but her clients dang well told her. She just needed help on how to ask them. So my encouragement is ask 100 of your clients what's important to them, not just with cleaning in life, right? What problem can you solve? Can your company solve? And if you do that through cleaning, fantastic. But it's probably not my toilets are dirty and I want them clean. It's I want to feel good when I walk into my house. I want to feel loved. I want my family to feel loved. I want time. I want security. I want lots of things that cleaning can touch on and you can help solve with cleaning. But the cleaning isn't the product that you want to sell because now you're competing with everybody else at a low dollar item. When you're selling them back time with their family that's irreplaceable, that's something that you can, that's something that people are interested in. Did that answer your question or did I dance around it?
No, yes, it does. Very much so.
Whew. All right. I need a nap. That was too much. I'm overexerted. I'm going to relax. We're going to hit the lightning round. I'm going to let you go on a rant for a little bit. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Best piece of advice would be actions speak louder than words.
All right.
And another one would be slow to hire, quick to fire.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm saying that again because, man, do people overlook that. Slow to hire, quick to fire. I've probably fired 100 or more hundreds of people. Zero times after I fired them do I say, God bless it, I wish I would have waited just a day longer. Every time I got, why didn't I do that a week earlier or a month earlier, a year earlier? So, well, that you get, I'm randomly making up a new award. Susie Duncan, you get lightning round answer of the week. Congratulations. There is no prize, but we all love you very much. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that we can all save ourselves from?
The biggest mistake I believe that I made, there's been a couple, but we've learned from them and moved on. But I think one of the top ones was that I started a Living Social campaign and I did too many of them. It really brought some bad reviews. It hurt us on social media. So I did too many Living Social campaigns and I'll never do it again.
All right. So I'm hearing another theme of not having an overreaching plan and kind of path to go on and just trying different things and getting burned. So thank you for sharing that. Question number three, what's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice today before their head hits the pillow that will improve their lives and or their business?
In my opinion, it would be get automated. Get a calendar system, ZenMade, whatever it would be, but get automated.
Love it. And we just did, we did a podcast with Amar from ZenMade. He's awesome. Check that thing out. If you are going to get automated, he really talks through on that. And I think he gives some sort of special deal. So if you love ZenMade, check out that podcast before you jump in with them. Susie, you are awesome. Thank you so much for joining us and being so transparent, sharing your passion, what's working, what's not. I appreciate you letting me rant on you. Cleaning Nation appreciates you letting me rant on you. If you want to check out Susie's show notes page and get everything you need to grow your cleaning company, of course, you know it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.